This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4035, for Friday, the 19th of January, 2024. Today's show is entitled Processing Podcasts with Socks. It is hosted by Norrist and is about 23 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is a poorly edited recording that was headed for the bin, but HPR needs shows. You are listening to a show from the reserve queue. We are airing it now because we had free slots that were not filled. This is a community project that needs listeners to contribute shows in order to survive. Please consider recording a show for Hacker Public Radio.
So I was listening to Ahuka's recent episode about pre-processing a podcast with Audacity, and it reminded me that I had been wanting to do an episode about a similar process I had, but using socks instead. Now, I started doing this a while ago, and I don't strictly need to do it today. One of the reasons I started doing it was to change the tempo of the podcast. I don't necessarily need to do that now, since I use AntennaPod, which can change the tempo of the podcast. But you know, it's a process. It's kind of fun, so I keep it around. But I'll talk a little bit about it. When I started listening to podcasts, the only playback options were either just a regular computer, a PC, or a dedicated MP3 player. I didn't have a dedicated MP3 player at first, so I would just go to the podcast page, manually download the episode, and listen to it. So the first bit of automating my podcast listening was to get a something to automatically download podcast. And at the time, the best option, or the option that suited me the best, was Bashpotter. I'll have a link to the website, but Bashpotter is a really simple to set up and run via cron, and it would grab a list of RSS feeds you would put in a config file. It would download new files. It would keep track of the files it had downloaded just in a plain text log. A few of the podcasts I listened to way back then were like panel shows. So it would be, you know, sort of multiple hosts having a conversation. And a lot of podcasts I listen to now are like that. But back then, at least, a lot of them were recorded live and then just released as a podcast. And a lot of them weren't edited or just minimally edited. And a lot of times there was some dead air in the podcast. And I wanted to look for a way to remove sort of empty spots in the audio. I knew Socks could do it. It took me a few tries to figure out how to do it. A few tries and a lot of searching the internet, but eventually I figured out how to truncate. And in the beginning, most of the podcast players I had were, usually I would just buy the cheapest thing I could find, and those lacked the ability to, do anything except play an MP3. They didn't have any features at all, including being able to change the tempo. So after a while of listening to podcasts and listening to more and more podcasts, I wanted to learn how to increase the tempo so I could, you know, I stuck to using the dedicated MP3 players for a while, ultimately landing on the Santa Clip. That seems to be everyone's sort of top choice. But before the Clips came out, Santa made a couple of different series of podcast players. My personal favorite was the E200, and it was kind of shaped like a phone, and it looked a little bit like a modern smartphone. It was just a bit quite a bit smaller, maybe half the size of a bone today. But the cool thing about these Sansa devices, or all of this E series, and I think there was also a C series, is that they could run Rockbox. And I know Rockbox has been mentioned in the comments of a few of Hookah's episodes, or maybe in Hookah's episodes. But Rockbox was an alternative firmware that you could load on some MP3 players, and it came with a lot of features. The biggest one, or the most relevant one to this conversation, is that it could play back podcast episodes at a different tempo. But it had a few other cool things too. One I remember is wasting hours and hours playing the game Frozen Bubble on my E200. But then once the Santa clips came out, like I said, I think that's everyone's favorite. They were small, light, and cheap, and definitely my preferred player until I eventually switched to phones. And now that most people listening to podcasts on the phone, they're harder and harder to find, Santa clip, and sometimes the ones you find are the newer ones that don't run. So, most of my podcast listening time with the Santa clip, I would have a workflow set up where I would have a cron job that would run Bash Potter and download the new episodes, and then I had a script that would process the downloaded episodes with socks. And then I had another script that would reload the Sansa. So I would plug it in, and then add a script that would mount the Sansa. It would move everything off of it into an archive folder, and then it would move the new files to the Sansa, and it would unmount the Sansa. It was also useful because they had batteries that would recharge while the device was plugged in. So that was a nice addition to having to plug it in to transfer the files to it, was that it would. So a few months ago, I did an HPR episode about my first tech job, and it was about an NFS share that wasn't responding well. Not when I started that job. Part of the duties were being on call, and that meant having a dedicated work phone. And the managers of this company were Apple fanboys. I'll just say it, they were Apple fanboys. So everyone had MacBooks and everyone had iPhones. So that was my first smartphone, was a iPhone 4 given to me by work, so I could mostly to take call. But we were allowed to use it for, other things. So one of the things I would do while I was working here is that I would, on my lunch breaks, I would go for walks and I would listen to podcasts. And I would have my Santa clip with me, but there would be a few times where I would be out on a walk and I would run out of podcast. So I had this iPhone with me, so I thought, well, I know iPhones can download and play podcasts. So I started listening to, I started adding additional podcasts that I wanted to listen to on my work iPhone. So then I would carry two devices with me, my Santa clip. So if I ran out of podcast on my phone, I could listen to my Santa clip. And if I ran out of podcast on my Santa clip, I could listen to the podcast on my phone, because that is probably the worst thing I could imagine, is having to go take a walk. And the downside of this was that it meant I have two sets of podcasts. I've got the set of podcasts that I get from Mash Potter, and I've got the set of podcasts that I get. But I kept this up for a few years, having two different podcast sources. It worked, and I managed. It was a little inconvenient, but I eventually had to stop using the Santa clips because, like I said, the Santa clips kept getting harder and harder to find, and more expensive. And the phones were getting better and better and easier to have with me. And so I wanted to, the group of files or the group of podcasts that I was listening to via or downloading via Bashpotter, I wanted to listen to those on my phone instead of on the Santa. So I looked around for some different ways to transfer downloaded files to a phone. There's ways to do it, but I didn't really like any of them. So eventually I figured out that I could download these episodes, collect them into a folder, and then make an RSS feed, set up a web server and make an RSS feed for these downloaded files. So it would be like me curating my own podcast built from a list of other podcasts. So I looked for a few different ways to do this, and was even attempted to kind of write an RSS feed generator script, but thankfully I didn't have to do that. I found some Python on the internet that would take a directory full of MP3s and build an RSS feed just based on the files that were in the directory. So now what I did was I had a cron job that would download the files, process them with SOX, create the RSS feed, and then copy the RSS XML file and all the new podcast files to a VPS, cloud VPS. So I wanted to put the files out, the files and the RSS feed, I wanted that out on the internet somewhere, so that way it was available anywhere I had internet access. So if I was at home or at work, anytime I wanted to, I could get the new files from my list, sort of my personal curated RSS feed. After a while of using the VPS, I switched to using, I got tired of paying $5 a month for the VPS, so I started using Amazon's S3 service. You can have an S3 bucket, and you can put files in there, and it's no longer, it used to be the default that anything in an S3 bucket was publicly accessible over the internet. Now, there's been so many security breaches and problems with things in S3 buckets, forgotten lists in S3 buckets, that now it's not only is it not the default, it's actually, you have to jump through some hoops to get S3 to serve via HTTP any files that are in a bucket, but you can do it. So what I went from copying the RSS XML and the MP3 files to a VPS and paying $5 a month for that. I went from that to doing the same thing except copying it to S3 and then have an S3 host via HTTP the files. And then for a while you can use the free tier. Since it's just me, it wasn't a lot of files and it wasn't a lot of uploading and downloading. So it was free for a long time, and then once the free tier ran out, it was a few cents a month. It wasn't bad, but it was definitely better than the $5 a month I was paying. And then at some point, like a lot of people, I started working at home. And since I was working at home, I didn't necessarily need my podcast feed to be accessible via the internet. I could just host it from a web server at home. So now I can, well, now I can, now it's kind of the same thing, but I have to be either at home or on a shared VPN or something to update the podcast on my phone from my feed. So besides switching locations from a VPS to S3 to a web server on my home network, one other thing changed, and I don't remember exactly when I changed it, but at some point I had to switch from Bashpotter. It had stopped. There were a few RSS feeds where it wouldn't always detect the files to download, and I'm not real sure why. I never really dug into trying to figure out what was unique about these the feeds that would work versus the ones that wouldn't work. But there's another script called Mashpotter. Just start with an M instead of a B, and that fixed the problem. Anything that didn't work with Bashpotter did work with. So today, most of the podcast I listen to via AntennaPod on my phone, and the majority of the podcast, I find, just searching, opening it. If there's a new podcast I want to listen to, I just open the app, search for it, find it, hit subscribe. But there's a few podcasts that I still like to get via Mashpotter and pre-process with Socks. Now, like I said earlier, I don't have to alter the tempo anymore, and so I don't have to use Socks to change the tempo because the phone can do that for me. But I still like using Socks for truncating silence. So if there is a show that tends to have pauses or maybe uneven, one host is louder than another host, those are the shows I like to have in the Mashpotter process or Mashpotter Now process. So my tendency is to have the podcasts that are produced by like a large podcasting studio or someone with a full-time editor. Typically those are the podcasts I listen to and subscribe to just via AntennaPod, and then the like enthusiast level podcast are the ones I listen to via Mashpotter. And so just a little bit about the script that I run. I run this daily. I've got a launcher that will launch it and run it. I'll have the script in the show notes, but just to kind of talk through it a little bit. The first thing it does is it will look in the folder. Well, the first thing it does is run Mashpotter. I've got Mashpotter set to download to a specific directory. All the files go in one directory. Then I have a script to look in that directory. If the directory is empty, there's no point in continuing, so we'll just exit there if the directory is empty. If it's not empty, then it will go through a for loop for every file it finds in that directory, and it will run a socks command. It does a few things now. It doesn't adjust the tempo, but it does. I'm reading it, and I'm reading the script, and I'm trying to remember what all the socks flags are. It there's a dash V in there to adjust the volume. There's a compand, compand. That's a compressor that helps level out loud versus quiet. And then there's a truncate silence command. So after So during the for loop, just go back for a second, loops through all the original files, runs socks against it, and outputs it to a new file, and then moves the original file into an archive folder, just in case something happens or I want to go back and listen to it, but it got deleted on my phone or something like that. I'll keep it around for a little bit. I'll keep the original. The next part of the script is to find old files in the archive folder. So right now I've got it set for finding anything older than 30 days and deleting it. I figure if I haven't gone back to it in 30 days, I'm probably not going to go back to it. Then I CD into the folder where the processed files are. And I run the Python script. Remember, I said there's a Python script that will look at all the files in the directory and build an RSS feed based on the files it found. Now, it's not like an advanced RSS feed. I'm sure it wouldn't pass the iTunes check or anything like that, but it definitely works. You have to pass the script a few options, and these will all be in the show notes, but you can tell it, what type of files to look for, the name of the feed. In this case, you'll see in the example, I use the word faster a lot. So that's sort of the name of my generated podcast feed is faster. And the reason is when I originally wrote it, I was still adjusting the tempo, but in the meantime, I've taken the tempo adjustment out. But I just sort of kept the name faster. But so back to the Python script. You tell it what MP3 files. You can give it an image, so it'll when you subscribe to it, it'll pop up a little image. The name of the podcast, the directory that you want to use. You can give it a sort order, and I sort by creation date. So the newer ones will be at the top. That's what you want. And then finally, you can give it the output file. The last step is to use rsync or CP or something to just copy the files and the RSS feed to a web server, and then you can subscribe to it on your phone, and it just downloads and works. So that's it. That's how I do it. I hope you guys found this entertaining or informative or something other than it just a plain waste of time. But that's it. That's
have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.